Mel Goodman, you're a former CIA and State Department analyst. Let's talk about the role of the CIA, for example, in Libya. The CIA and the State Department, are they merging? And does that endanger diplomacy when people in other countries think it's the same thing?
Well, the problem, I think, is even greater than that. What the merger that's taking place, particularly under this director, John Brennan, is the merger between the CIA and the Pentagon. I left the CIA in the 1980s because of the politicization of intelligence under Bill Casey and Bob Gates. But what John Brennan has done is created the CIA as a paramilitary institution that is really doing the bidding of the Pentagon. He said in his confirmation hearings he was going to give up drone warfare, that that properly belonged in the Pentagon, if we should be doing it at all, which is another question. But not only has he not done that, we've expanded the use of the drones. Now he's merging intelligence analysts and operatives, which will further politicize intelligence. So what I worry about is the CIA that was created by Harry Truman to challenge the Pentagon, to challenge intelligence briefings by the Pentagon, to try to get an understanding of why we need arms control and disarmament. And there, the CIA and the State Department, and when we had an arms control and disarmament agency, which Bill Clinton got rid of, the CIA did some very good work. But if you look at the last 10 years, if you look at politicized intelligence, the phony case to go to war, people like Mike Morrell, a deputy director who was called the Bob Gates of his generation by Politico, and we certainly know what that means, the politicization of all the intelligence to invade Iraq, secret prisons, extraordinary renditions, torture and abuse. This is what needs to be addressed. But I think, frankly, President Obama has been intimidated by this process, intimidated by the very military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned about in 1961.